This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome all of you. That's right. I am the Cajun man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitutions, along with my sidekick and co-host, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. We want to welcome all of you to our radio program. This is an edition of Home Talk USA radio program. So, all right, Rita, how you doing?
Hello there. I am doing just fine, enjoying all this summer weather.
Wow. You're just getting back behind in the studio, and I think you, for Mother's Day last week, you took a little hiatus, didn't you?
I did. I went out to Utah to see my oldest daughter, and she flew my mother in as my Mother's Day gift.
Oh, that is amazing. Rita, that's a great, great story. But, hey, a lot going on here. I know you want to talk about what you call in the beginning, as we...
I know, right?
And that could be anything, but as it pertains to, you know, I'm listening to this show right now, and I'm saying, wow, do I have a great idea? Or I have an idea why I want to make another product better than what it is, but I simply don't know what to do. But we got a great show here, but... We're going to call it In the Beginning, Rita, so let's talk about our show and what you mean in the beginning.
Well, I get inventors that call me on a regular basis who say, I've just got an idea. And so we always kind of backtrack a little bit and say, you know, in the beginning you've got your wow moment, but then what? What are your beginning steps? And I learned a long time ago that if I could help inventors make better decisions early, they save more money, and they have a better chance of getting to market successfully. So every once in a while, it's important for us to kind of go back to the beginning and take a look at some of those early steps, and that's what we're going to do today.
Now, okay, so let's talk about some of our guests you're going to have today and how it pertains to evidently all three of these, two of these companies. Well, obviously, you're going to have Jonathan David later on at the end of the hour. That's our registered patent attorney. He's going to talk about the patents, which is so important. So, but walk us through the steps and how does our guest today pertain to in the beginning?
Well, the first thing somebody, you know, they've got their aha moment, and then a lot of times they will start looking around and Googling stuff, which is good. I want people to find out as much as they can. But one of the other important piece that a lot of inventors don't know is time is your enemy here. So, you know, you've got to learn fast and you've got to make good decisions because somebody else is already figuring out how to solve that problem. They've done statistics on, you know, I don't know, it's like a pulse that goes through the universe when people are starting to solve a problem. And so a lot of people will file at a very similar time. And so time is an enemy here, but jumping the gun too soon can be the enemy as well. So what we look at are what are the first steps that an inventor should do. You know, build your own version of a prototype out of Legos, duct tape, cardboard. I don't care. Get it out of your head into something that is three-dimensional. Look around as much as you can, but, you know, don't spend, you know, I don't mean to stumble here. I had some doctors that said, oh, we can do our own search. We're really good at it. They spent an hour on the USPTO website and then shoot me now and tell me how much it's going to cost to have a good search done. So everybody's got their own threshold of pain, but I'll get people who will spend weeks searching. And that is, you know, we had one lady, she said, someone else filed a provisional patent application on exactly what I was doing 2 days before I did. So, again, time is not your friend here, and sometimes your pain threshold is not your friend either. So the first money that gets spent is on a good, comprehensive, independent search. Kind of a conflict of interest for the attorney to do the search because they would rather write the patent. Yeah. And Jonathan is one of those guys that says, no, no, you bring me the search from SearchQuest. Let me take a look at it. Then when the inventor has the search done and they look at it first, they get to frame the conversation.
That makes
so
sense.
It's really important.
Yeah,
it's really important that, yeah, that they have the conversation. The attorney is the service provider. They're not the partner. And, you know, they're not in control and they're not the business entity. The inventor is. So it's really important that they have the right mindset before they start talking. And that's what we help them do. We learned a long time ago. And so all they have to do is call me and say, you know, all right, in the beginning, what do I do now? And we walk them through those processes. And the other thing is I've got attorneys that I contract with and work with on a regular basis. So they know my train of thought. They know why we do things the way we do. They know we're going, you know, most of the time towards licensing. And they're really good now at working, you know, with the inventors as their legal counsel to get it done right.
Well, I want to do this. I want to run this by you right now. Let me get off this for a second because this is important. And I'm just thinking about it now. I'd like to do a future show, because when on this topic, China, not China, the advantages of China, the disadvantages of China, because at the end of the day, I would like to educate my audience, but I need to tell you this now, I'm anti-China myself, okay? I've been talking about this for 20 years, that the intellectual property is going to get stolen. But the point is, let's arrange a show in the future where we play devil's advocate. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, input my let's do it both ways, because I think that the new inventor that's thinking about manufacturing in China needs to sit back and say, well, if you do this, this possibly can happen to you. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say here?
It does, and there are times when it's not an option.
That's
you
right.
either do or you don't.
That's the point.
You know, we
That's
had
right.
some guys that did, you know, a new type of toilet, and they went to China to manufacture it. It's like, what part of all porcelain comes from Mexico did you miss?
Yeah, that's right.
So their product was so expensive because they were sending it, you know, they were moving materials around, so they could have just had it manufactured in Mexico and saved some money. But we had an inventor on, you know, years ago that I worked with, and she really wanted to have it made in America.
Yeah.
But the product, once it was made here, was going to be $175. When we went to China, it was $6.75 delivered packaged and on a pallet.
Yeah.
And they were shipping the aluminum from the U.S. to make it.
Can you put that in your mental computer and let's talk about that? I think that would be a great show.
I really did. I already have it there. I added it while we were talking, and we will get that lined up for June.
Yeah, I do that a lot. When I'm thinking about something, I said, you know what? This is what I need to do. And hey, we got to take a short break because you know what we have to do right now, Rita, right? We got to pay some bills. Here.
We got to pay some bills. All right.
We're going to take a short break. I am the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with my co-host, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. Stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. I'll be back. Me and Rita will be back. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA with your host, the Page and Contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back. Don't forget we are streaming live on the World Wide Web again at HometalkUSA.com. All right, Rita, wow, a lot going on. Who's our next guest?
Our next guest is Randy Butler, and she is from the lovely state of Florida, and she's in the very early stages, so there's no website yet, just getting started, but she's learned some valuable lessons, and since our topic today is in the beginning, our guests today are in the beginning. So, Randy, thank you so much for being with us today. Your invention is dish rack with dynamic airflow. Fill us in. What is that?
Okay, so my invention is a standard countertop dish drying rack that we buy at the store. However, mine has built-in fans to reduce the air drying time when you're drying the dishes naturally. It also helps keep the dish rack sanitary as well. So it's really just as simple as that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we set dishes out all the time in a rack, and it takes, sometimes forever for them to dry, it seems like. So it makes sense to me. It's like, wow, why didn't somebody come with that a long time ago? So you're currently patent pending, and you're working on then developing the prototype. How long have you been working on this? Take us kind of back through some of your early steps and what happened.
Okay. So I guess I came up with the idea about a year and a half ago and was really stumbling over it. Like I have so many of the ideas that I have, that I've had in the past. And I was telling my husband about it, and he said, that's really a good idea. I think, you should patent it. And I, never having patented anything before, I decided, let me look for a patent attorney. So I found one. And it just kind of snowballed from there. From the time I had it with the attorney, I would say it took about a good 8 months. But now, I do have a U.S. pending patent, provisional patent, and I'm trying to come up with a prototype so I can move forward and, finally get a official U.S. patent.
Yeah. One of the things that we have noticed over the years is that having a good independent comprehensive search done first helps you then frame the conversation with the attorney so that, one, you understand what's out there, which is really important. And most inventors don't understand that a good search has got to be an international search, not just the USPTO.
Absolutely. And I kind of learned that the hard way. Because I did that, and things came up. So I agree with that. Going back in time, I would have done that because I had to end up investing in two searches. So definitely for my next idea, I would definitely just go the international route instead.
So, the search that you had done eventually, all right, it was the USPTO search, the comprehensive search, the international search, and a product search. And what you found, what came back, was a different patent that had been written in the United States. But we get people that say, this one from Finland is exactly what I was working on. So the international part of that search is critical because it's still considered prior art for a U.S. filing.
Absolutely. I mean, it was my surprise when we did the international search that we really didn't come up with anything major internationally, but something right here in the U.S. But fortunately, it looks like it's different enough where, I'll still be able to patent my product.
Yeah. It gave you some serious indigestion until you had a chance to then show it to the attorney and say, wait, what about this? And then they were able to say, oh, no, we're okay. We're good on this. But may have made some differences. Certainly, I get inventors all the time that say, best $500 I ever spent was on that search because it told me not to go there.
I would do it every time because, I just, when that happened, I thought, oh, great, I just wasted a year and a half, focusing on this when I could have moved on to something else. And fortunately, it looks like it will work out for me, but definitely the international patent search is definitely the way to go.
So what's you said your next step was working on a prototype. What's your ultimate goal then with this?
So my ultimate goal is what I thought I could do is once I had a provisional patent, I thought that I could go ahead and just sell it and that would be the end of it. But I'm learning that, you know, there's more steps. So my next step is to make a prototype and determine the marketability of my product. But ultimately, I would like to sell my patent and I would, or license it, whatever I can do first. But, you know, that's my ultimate goal is to be able to sell the patent.
So that, you know, in the beginning, as we go along with our topic, understanding sometimes the words that you use are really important. When you want to sell your patent before you've made any and sold any, you will get pennies on the dollar for what you invested in it. When you license it with the right to do a buyout at when the product hits its peak in about 4 to 5 years, you get more money.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm learning this as I go because I kind of just jumped into it and it looks like that's the, you know, definitely the next step. And I didn't plan on, you know, possibly, you know, making these and, you know, trying to sell them to companies just to license them. But it looks like that will probably be the route that I'm, you know, taking. But I believe in my product enough where, you know, I'm willing to do whatever, you know, to see it through.
Well, you work on that prototype and then plan on going with us to the National Hardware Show next April.
I'm there.
So that you can launch your product and show off a little bit. That's always a great place to go show off and launch those products.
All right, Randy, hey, do you have a website?
I don't yet.
All right. Rita?
So you'll be able to find her as soon as she's got her prototype ready for showing off. We will do some video and get that matched up and get her listed on the Inventor Lady website.
All right.
And then by then she'll probably have her own website and we'll list that as well.
Good. Well, Randy Butler, thank you so much and good luck to the self-heating dish rack.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Rita, we have to take a short break. We've got to pay some bills, right?
Yeah, we sure do.
When we come back, we're going to have another guest, another topic right here on the Invent America radio program. This is Invent America, along with my co-host, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. You stay tuned right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, we always stream live at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Yahee! Me and Rita will be right back.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy feels a deal to raise the debt ceiling is on the horizon. They're just not quite there yet.
Look, I feel closer to an agreement now than I did a long time before because I see progress. But listen, this is not easy in any shape or form.
McCarthy, speaking at the Capitol this morning, did not go into detail on what sticking points remain. Millions of Americans are on the move for the long holiday weekend. Memorial Day air travel is at its highest level in more than 3 years. A TSA official says the agency expects to screen about 10 million passengers over the Memorial Day weekend. Prosecutors in New York are telling former President Trump's lawyers that they have an audio recording of Trump and a witness as evidence in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. The evidence was made public in a court filing Friday. It's not known who the witness is or when the recording was made. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. All right, don't forget we always stream live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. All right, Rita, I think our next guest is who?
Is Rhonda Mason. And Rhonda is the inventor of TP Sweets. And it is a better way of dispensing, storing, and completely concealing the toilet paper holder in the bathroom. So I'm going to let Rhonda tell you a little bit more of the details about what her product is and how she came up with the idea. Rhonda, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about TP Sweets.
Well, I would love to. And I want to start off by giving you just a gentle warning that my subject's a bit sensitive and I'm going to get personal by asking you a question, but I'm going to give you a pass. You don't have to answer the question out loud. So here it is. Have you experienced being in the bathroom and discovering too late that there's no tissue on the roll and no extra rolls in sight? Well, TP Sweets.
Rhonda, I think everybody in the world has done that.
Well, 83% admitted to it on a survey I did. So TP Sweets are a lodging for toilet paper. It's a small furnishing that adds refinement to placing the toilet paper within reach of the seat. So I think we can all agree that supplying one roll is insufficient and multiple rolls are, well, not a good look. So like you said, Rita, TP Sweets represents a small line of furnishings that allow for dispensing, storing, shielding, and completely concealing four rolls of tissue so that all you see is your decor and not the tissue anymore. And you might be wondering, does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah. And one other benefit that I just learned when I made this product, you might be wondering why shielding the toilet paper is a benefit. Well, there is a scientifically proven phenomenon that says bacteria and germs are dispersed into the air when the toilet is flushed, and these particles land on nearby surfaces like the toilet paper. So that's my concept.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's If you look on Wikipedia under toilet plume, it gives you all the nasty details.
Well, next time I have a question about that, I'm just going to go to you. It's faster and more fun. So what did you do first, Rhonda, when you said, oh, we got to have a better way of, you know, displaying, covering, taking care of toilet paper? What was your first thoughts?
Well, the product exists because I loved my bathroom. I start and finish the day in my bathroom, and it truly is a refuge for me. But my eyes were always drawn to the ugly toilet paper. So my product exists because it solved a problem for me. Of course, I am going toward manufacturing, but that wasn't my first. That wasn't my first plan. I did start out wanting to license the product, and so I did the normal first steps that everybody does. You know, identified the problem, created the solution, and searched for prior art and patents, and then developed a bit of a tangible evidence for my idea. And then I spent a chunk of money on a how to license your idea program. I soon realized that this was a mistake because there is so much out there because of the generosity of people like you that provide everything I learned in that program and paid for, I could have learned for free. So that was my first mistake, for sure. The one thing we want to do
is that everybody can go and find all of our programs online now and pick where you are in the process and say, oh, I need to listen to this part of the show. I need to listen to this next one coming up. And they can actually go through and sequence the shows based on where they are in the process.
And that is awesome. It's wonderful to be able to have exposure to such incredible information and experiences. Experiences teaches so much.
Well, we want to be able to invite all of our listeners and you and all of our guests who've been on the show to our Inventor Roundtable meetings, because that is where then a lot of inventors can talk to other inventors. And what I've learned over the years of running the Inventors Roundtable is that sometimes your best resource is the inventor sitting next to you, whether it's at a table at a restaurant or online at one of our virtual meetings.
I completely agree with that. I know the round table settings that I have been in have really, really what they did for me was caused my product to just get better. So many people, when you're starting out, you make your first prototype and you think that's it. But if you listen to people and get feedback, before you know it, your product has evolved into something much better than what it started as.
Excellent. What advice do you have for our audience about first steps?
Well, I think that the very first steps are probably all, you know, always the standard. But when I first entered this circle of terminology that spoke about inventors, I really didn't feel like an inventor. I didn't sit down and try to think of something that I could make and license or manufacture. My first product came from a problem. So I got to thinking about this. You know, I really felt like I would never have another idea that would be worthy of sharing. But as I thought about it, I sat down and made a list of the things I'd done around the house that I really enjoyed doing. And one of them was building a water feature. And as I thought about the challenges of that and the things that didn't suit me about it, to my amazement, I thought of an improvement to the spillway for the waterfall. So if I were in...
Well, you can hear the music coming on, and that means we've got to go pay some bills.
That's right, Ron, and we got to pay some bills.
All right.
Ron, hey, what is your website? Do you have one?
Not just yet, but I am working on a Kickstarter campaign, so everybody keep your eyes open for that.
Oh, good. All right, Rhonda, we definitely want to thank you for being our guest. And Narita, they can get the information through your website, right?
Absolutely. As soon as she is ready to start putting out the information for that Kickstarter campaign, we will help her out.
All right. Great. So,
we got to step away.
All right. We're going to come back with another guest, another topic. Oh, we're going to have Jonathan David when we come back off a break. He's a registered patent attorney. He's going to talk about some things you need to know if you want to patent your product, which is...
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All-organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Hey, it's all about education information. That's what we do here each week and every week. And we do thank you for listening and staying on the line and listen to the Invent America show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. As we promised, we have Jonathan David, right? Rita, he's a registered patent attorney?
Yes, he is. I've worked with Jonathan for quite a while now, and he is one of our go-to registered patent attorneys. So if you ever need a new registered patent attorney, give me a call. But Jonathan has helped some inventors get through some delicate issues, to say the least. But Jonathan, thank you so much for being with us today, and I've got some very specific questions for you. In the beginning is our topic today, so we're talking early stage stuff. So tell us why, when an inventor calls you in the beginning, all right, so this conversation is, why is the comprehensive search such an important starting point for you?
Right. Rita, that's a great question. Thank you both for having me on again. The reason is, we want to kind of know what's out there. The inventor should kind of know the meets and bounds of, what's out there, either domestically or globally. The he or she should kind of be aware of, no matter how, unique they think their invention is, what are the other, similar types of inventions that are out there. This will help the inventor kind of, make, a very informed decision as to whether to even to proceed forward or not, because ultimately that's kind of the question you want to do at the beginning. Can I even proceed forward with what I think is a unique idea? So.
Right. I get so many inventors say, well, it's never been done before. And it's like, oh, give me 15 minutes on a Google search. And, we can come up with certainly some things that are in the ballpark. For a lot of inventors, they say, well, there's other things out there, but it's the nuance of the improvement that is critical to the success.
Absolutely. It's definitely that. And, you just want to make sure is that nuance unique or shown already in other kind of, inventions, whether either, like I said, domestically or globally even, like has someone done that in Canada? Has someone done that in England, per se, or something somebody
well, one
does?
Of the, one of the easy things to compare, and I've used this example before, is that, a flashlight is a light coming out of the end of the stick. And you can go down a Target aisle and see, 15 flashlights, and some of them have something that's patent pending on it. The cool thing is the guy that invented the one that wrapped around a pole, still a light coming out of the end of the stick.
Right, absolutely.
But it was a game changer. It was something that was new and novel as it goes in the patent world. So for an inventor that thinks, it's really not that big of a deal, sometimes it is a big deal.
So it's definitely a big deal. You definitely, want to make sure, what you feel is so unique and so novel, is certainly not been done. Even if the other inventions could be looking like yours, like as you said with the flashlight light examples, are they doing something as cool as you feel they're doing? That's the kind of thing that has to be, identified.
Yeah.
And the search is a great way of doing that.
So why is that? So many inventors say, well, I don't plan on selling internationally. Why do I have to have a search done internationally? Explain to our listeners out there why that international piece is important.
It's a very good question, Rita. But the reason is during, the examiners will often cite, inventions from other parts of the world, even if, even when it comes to having your particular invention eventually allowed as a patent here in the United States. So that is kind of like a key reason why it's kind of a good idea to know, what's one reason why, what's out there in the other parts of the world outside of the U.S., even if you don't plan on using it outside of the U.S. Another thing is, those other, you never know if those other inventors in other parts of the world will apply for a U.S. patent and try to see if they can do that here. That's another, prong that, aspect the inventor should be aware of, because many patent holders in other, parts of the world may decide that, hey, I want this also patented here in the U.S. So, it's definitely, it's enforced by the PTO when it comes to having your patent granted here in the U.S., but also other patent holders in other parts of the world may want to eventually have their patents, granted here in the U.S. as well. So it's definitely
right.
A twofold thing that...
The music is getting louder, Jonathan. That means we've got to go pay some bills. And thank you so much for being on with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. My pleasure.
And here we go. We're going to go pay some bills. We'll be right back.
All right.
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water-soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Rita, I tell you, that was three great guests, and can you kind of give us a little bit what we can expect next week?
Yes, because next week we are going to be talking about, you know, the things that are coming up, the cool things that, you know, hit people in the summertime. And there's so many things out there. There's so many people doing stuff. I get probably a half a dozen different forms turned in of people asking to be on the show. So we can do categories, like today we had ladies on, and we've got one coming up in June that's going to be kids inventors.
All right. Well, Rita, we're out of time. There's some music. Give us your website, Rita. How can we learn more about the Inventor Lady?
InventorLady.com. I am really easy to find.
And if you want to learn more about Home Talk USA, it's simple, HomeTalkUSA.com. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, along with my co-host, Natalie herself, Rita Crompton. I'm the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. And this is the Event America Show. Yay!
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Prolific Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
Yay!
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.